This is Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. Traffic has been our theme today, so it's fitting that the music career of Frank Lopes Jr. was born in the back of a 1994 Toyota Corolla, as he says. Frank's a hip-hop artist from Sacramento. Fans know him as Hobo Johnson. I met him in 2017. He had released his first self-produced album called 1994 Toyota Corolla, and there was an early mix of a second album with bandmates Derek Lynch on guitar, Ben Lurch on drums, Jordan Moore on guitar and keyboard, and David Baez Lopez on bass. Together, they were Hobo Johnson and the Lovemakers. The band now includes James Cavern, whose stage name is Jamesy. So here's my conversation from 2017 with Frank.
I started making music when I was 16 or 15. I think it was 15. But I was going to John F. Kennedy because I grew up in Loomis, and then my dad had different marriages, I guess, and like didn't have any friends. I was really weird and bad at like socializing, I guess, which I'm still kind of bad at.
Was that different compared to your other school?
I grew up there, so I like knew people and they like had to socialize with me because I knew them for a while. But like here, I was just bad at it. I just didn't feel like talking to anyone. So I was playing video games a lot, which is very unuseful in life. So then one day I was like, well, I should do something productive, you know, with my life. So I like sold like the game I had and then bought some headphones and a little keyboard and started like making music on the computer. And then was really, really bad at it for a long time. But it was like what I hoped for. It gave me like that teenage hope that's very necessary. So just kept doing it, posting on SoundCloud. No one liked it at all. It's fine.
Only the music, or were you singing then too?
It was only music at that time because I would try to do poems. I was trying to rap back in that day, which was, it was really bad. It was no truth in it. It was just like the typical hip hop bravado. Kept doing it. Friends would make fun of me. Oh, you're trying to be a rapper. You're trying to make music. Blah, 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 blah. And then I went to juvenile hall for like a amount of time. And
you know how that just sounded. I kept making raps. Friends said I was bad. And then I went to juvenile hall. Something's missing in the middle of that story.
I was getting in trouble a lot. I kind of like strayed away from music. I moved back to Loomis and got into like a group of friends and we would drink a lot. So I was drinking a lot.
And you're like a sophomore, junior
at
high school?
At that point I was a junior. Okay. Yeah. Just got in with the wrong crowd, drank too much all the time, would go to school drunk or whatever. It was pretty bad. And then kept going and getting worse and worse and worse. And then I had to go to juvenile hall because I had like a DUI and a bunch of drunken publics and whatnot. So I go into juvenile hall and there I was just thinking, you know, that's all you do is just think. Mm. That's the whole point of it, I think. So I was just sitting in the cell and I would write a bunch of poems and I would just think like, what am I going to do once I get out of here? You know, what is the point of my life? So then there's a group called Auburn Hip Hop Congress, which is based out of Auburn. They do like hip hop things for the community. They're a very good group of people. And they brought like three rapper men.
And then juvenile hall?
To juvenile hall. Yeah, wow. To talk to all of us. Yeah.
Had you ever met anybody that really was a rapper?
No. I mean, kind of like one of the guys that they brought went to my old high school. Chana.
You're tapping the table like it's a keyboard. Yeah, you know that? Do you notice that you did that?
Yeah.
That's not uncommon with people who play keyboard.
Right. So then they brought one of the guys I went to high school with, and he gave a story. Like, I used to be in juvenile hall, and now we open for, you know, Too Short and, like, Tech N9ne and all these things. It was super cool. So it was really inspiring to hear. And then at that moment, I was like, yo, that's what I want to do. Like, I am, you know? Before, I wanted to do it, but now, like, I am going to do it no matter what. Like, no, I'm not going to get a job. I'm not going to try and go to school. Like, I just want to be a musician. That's what I want. So I spent the rest of the time just thinking, mulling that over, and then got out and had to live with my dad, and it was really just rough. He moved in with another woman. I just had to, like, go from juvenile hall, which I found this very structured place, this very, like, stable place mm-hmm. for, like, one of the first times in my
Isn't
life.
Isn't that interesting to say that? The juvenile hall gave you that?
Yeah. And then I was thrown into this very unstable, like, I needed to do all these things. In juvenile hall, you don't need to do anything. You just sit in a cell. You just need to be quiet or, like, respectful.
You recorded some songs here at CAP Radio in our garden in the evening. I want us to first listen to your song, Romeo and Juliet, because I love the way it begins. It's wild.
Thank you.
But then that truthfulness about the relationship is so real, and I think people of all ages can connect to it.
Sweet. Let's do it.
It feels so good.
Never mind.
Oh, that's my stuff right there. That's the ticket. Give me the ticket. I love tickets, and that's what I want, tickets. I'm too emotional. Good luck to my future wives and their future lives. Without me, you guys will do great. I'm sure that I've prepared you for every guy you'll date, and every guy you'll marry, and every guy you'll hate. It's the lullabies I sang out of tune, that's probably what did it. Or my twin size mattress that I had since I was 7, that we have to sleep on whenever she spends the night. And if she falls off again, she'll find another guy to like, which is Romeo and Juliet. But getting drunk and eating Percocets, but just to ease the stress, piss off with light through yonder window breaks. It is the East, but Juliet just puked off the balcony. How romantic. Nothing like getting drunk and getting manic on a mother freaking Monday. I brush the bangs behind her lovely little ear as she describes in detail how the end is truly near. Wow. And I'm sure that we could do this for forever, or until we drink the poison, cause she sees some cloudy weather as Rosaline lies in bed seething wide awake because a burning love for Juliet only took a day. Yeah. And if Romeo and Juliet continue to be married, then there's half of a chance that their kids will get embarrassed when all the kids at school all talk about their parents. And Romeo Jr. has to say they're not together. And Jr. will dream of the day when he's a man and what he'll do to avoid that 50% chance of his kids feeling the way he feels. He'll probably just stick with the Netflix and chill. Dear Shakespeare, could you write a happy ending, please? Could you write a happy ending, please? We just deserve a happy ending, please. Please. In every sting from every teardrop, from every ring at every pawn shop, I'm not missing both my Christmases, though family would be nice. In my dreams, my kids are happy, and I know that they won't mind one Christmas. Sing it with me, one Christmas. Sing it with me, one Christmas. Just one Christmas. But dear mom, conversations from a couch haven't ever felt the same. Since you look dad in the eye and you told him that things are about to change. My mom was made from Adam's rib. And the marriage went south when the snake came back and asked my mother out to dinner. And my dad found out and asked my mom what that's about. And she said, oh, it's nothing, but dad loves to shout really loud. Loud enough to knock the lamps and dressers to the ground. In my memory, I could hear Chopin's nocturnes playing in the background. A slow train wreck, you close your eyes but forever hear the sound. And boy, it's tough. Because that's the sound of people falling out of love.
That's Hobo Johnson, and the song is Romeo and Juliet. It seems that none of this walk is really coming easily to you. I don't know to what degree you're putting hurdles in front of yourself or life is just giving them to you. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. It's hard if you try to guess that, it won't make any sense because whatever's going to happen is going to happen. To think that you know what's life doing is, I think, a little too much. But I think all those hurdles or whatever just give you more life, give you more experience, more thoughts. And that'll always help in music, you know.
How old are you now?
22.
It's not a totally solo effort.
Nope, nope.
Even though it might seem so sometimes if you get caught in your own head too much.
I guess, yeah.
But who's your team? Who are your guys?
Okay. My team starts out with a band named Derek Lynch. Best guitarist in town, right over here, man. He is the nicest guy. He is the sweetest man. He's a very good guy. And he is basically like me and him going together on this. Like, he's the band leader. He's always in, like, the videos and whatnot. And it's like me and him are like the core of everything. And then we have a guy named Jordan Moore in our band. He's a local singer as well, but he's in our band singing and playing keys. And then Ben Lurch on drums. He is terrific drummer. He's very, very good. And then David Bayes Lopez on bass.
Can we go back and fill in a couple pieces in the story?
Yeah.
When you were 19 and the story of you being born in the Toyota Corolla happened.
Yeah.
Had you been kicked out of the house?
Yeah.
So you went to live in your car.
Yeah.
And you said that not only was it your home, but it really was where you were born and now house dwellers.
House dwellers.
Seem like another planetary species or something.
Right, right. And that's what, I was going to ride that super hard and that's who I was going to be. Like, I was the guy who was born in a Corolla and now I'm like, everyone else is like these weird aliens. But I kind of ditched that. But yeah, so I was making music at that point, was very good. And then I needed to grasp it and really be like, this is, you know, like, just go super hard. I think, half-assing it before that.
So what does that mean in the car? Like, what was happening in the car? How are you living and how are you grasping it?
Yeah, so I, like, wanted to make an album in the car.
Oh.
So I made, like, my first album. You can't find it anywhere at the moment.
It's cool.
But, yeah, it's called Hobo Johnson's 1994 Toyota Corolla. And I just made an album in my car. I would go to the library and make stuff with a little keyboard. I would go to the laundromat and eat chili in the bathroom and then make beats on top of a washing machine. Just write lyrics whenever I could. That was the first Hobo Johnson thing. You know, I didn't have a name before that.
Frank Lopes Jr., a.k.a. Hobo Johnson. That's from the summer of 2017. In the spring of 2018, the group made a video for NPR's Tiny Desk. It didn't win that contest, but it changed everything. So here's the song, Peach Scone. And you'll hear Frank address Bob, who is NPR Music's Bob Boylan. You'll hear more of the conversation coming up. You're listening to an encore on Insight on Cap Radio.
What up, Bob? God, man. We're Hobo Johnson Lovemakers. We're a couple kids, five, I guess, that like to make a little bit of love, like to make a little bit of music. Look at that. That's a desk. Just kidding, Bob. It's a table. I don't care about rules. Hi, what's your name? How are you? How's your life? Oh, you got a man. Are you in love? If so, a type. Is it just platonic, strictly just as friends, or the type that ties you two together till tomorrow's end? If it is, disregard every time I call you pretty. Though it's meant sincerely, it's just my imagination drifting. Brush me off like the dirt on Jay-Z's shoulder so I fall to ground, collect myself, and get ready to take over your heart. Or at least your spare time. And I love the thought of being with you. Or maybe it's the thought of not being so alone. The second one's way sadder than the first one, but I don't know. I love the thought of being with you. Or maybe it's the thought of not being so alone. Man, I really love being loved, but also really love not crying on the... We should go get a cup of coffee. And I'll act friendly. And I won't pull any stunts, but I'm a freaking stunt puller from birth. So I don't know what to tell you if I try to confess my love for scones. I just want to tell you real quick, please. I love these scones. Just the diversity between the selection, the raspberry, the blueberry, the strawberry, pumpkin, even, which is basically a squash. How are you gonna make a scone out of a freaking squash? It blows my mind. Oh man. But what are you talking about? I'm so sorry to interrupt. Oh yeah, your boyfriend made you mad the other day. What was he saying? What was he talking about? Oh my god, that's crazy. What do I think? Let me think about it. He was being mean at that time, but I'm sure he's gonna turn around at some point. And I love the thought of being with you. Or maybe it's the thought of not being so alone, man. I really love being loved, but also really love not crying on the phone, man. I love the thought of being with you. Or maybe it's the thought of not being so alone, I don't know. The second one's way sadder than the first one, but I don't know. Hi. What's up? Yeah, what's going on? Oh yeah, she told me a lot about you. Yeah, It's so great that you're doing all of those things. You should keep doing all of them, I think. Oh yeah, my name's Hobo Johnson, I'm a rapper. I'm actually not a rapper, I like to say I'm a musician. I play guitar sometimes too, just not as good as Derek, it doesn't matter. But she is like the nicest person I've ever met in my whole life, and I'm sure you know because you sleep next to her every night and you guys just probably cuddle and kiss or whatever. But she, you know, she's just so sweet, and she cared about me a lot when no one else cared about me, and I think that's really nice. You know, she's just a peach. She's a peach. Scone. She's a peach scone, Bob. And I love the sing with her. I just really hope that she doesn't get hurt, man. They say it takes 2 years to come back down to earth from that lovely place that you've been. I heard it's so nice. I heard it's so nice. Good for you. I'm glad. And if you find someone that really loves you for who you are, keep being with them, man. Because that's what matters in this life, Bob. Thank you.
And let's pick up the story about the song Peach Scone. The video for that song now has more than 15 million views on YouTube, and it helped Frank get signed to the Warner Music Group under Reprise Records. That's the same label as Green Day and Deftones. There was a bit of controversy along the way. Black Lives Matter Sacramento held a protest claiming cultural appropriation. The event made news. It delayed a Hobo Johnson show in May of 2018. But let's flash back to 2017 and Frank telling the story of when his musical ambitions for that second album, The Rise of Hobo Johnson, started coming together.
I was working full time at like a stupid pizza place, and I was going to school for music composition at Sac City. And then I started writing these songs that I had like a somewhat good response to. Like, people were like, yo, this is really good. I just felt it. I felt like this, I could feel that these are good. I can feel that, like, people are going to like these. Finally, after, like, 4 years of no one ever liking, I was like, yo, I think this is, like, my time. I could feel it in my soul, like, I'm ready. So I dropped out of college, and I quit my job that day. And all these songs I've made in the past, like, few months, I decided to go show them to everyone. So I would go to open mics where I used to have to go to school. I would go to open mics that night, and I would street perform all day in Old Sac, and then go to open mics at night, and I would just play these songs that I've wrote. It started getting crazy feedback, and I would play, and I would get like a standing ovation or something insane. Like, that's when I realized, like, yo, this is real. Like, my dreams might really come true. Yeah, I just started selling like a lot of albums and making a living that way.
Let's listen to more music. How about Sex in the City?
Let's do it.
Hello. I'm not very good at intros. But you know what I'm good at? Making leftover food to eat. Beautiful people only live in downtown, in Midtown, and not around where I stay. Is it the brain that really matters, or the character that flatters, or dependent on their beautiful face? But if you're beautiful from birth, do you really have the courage of a woman picked on for a girth? Ever since she was a kid, you know how kids work, up until she was a full-grown adult. Now, I'm not saying that it's real smooth sailing, but guys being nice doesn't hurt. And I'm not saying that they're perfect, I'm just saying that they're different, and the difference is they love to wear skirts. Sex in the City probably feels really, really nice, with hands placed on faces and twinkles in their eyes. Sex in the City probably looks really, really great with a girl that's like a 10 and a guy that's about an 8. Sex in the City sounds like it takes place on stage, both moaning in key while Marvin Gaye sings. Sex in the City candles smell like great jobs and promising careers. My candles smell like fear my roommates may hear. I have really bad back knee. I've tried everything you could possibly try. None of it works. And sometimes I give you rashes. So I'm not a baby maker looker, but maybe I am to a woman that really loves me for who I am, or maybe who I'm not. Either way, it's getting bothered and hot. Gross! Hey, missus, will you take me to a world where nothing else exists except the contents of our soul, and there we'll talk. You know, or Instagram DM works too. What a... If I looked like Brad Pitt mixed with a bit of Jake Gyllenhaal and a bowl of David Hasselhoff, I wouldn't be at all. I'd be in Los Angeles. Or at your mom's house eating all the sandwiches. Sex in the City probably feels really, really nice, with hands placed on faces and twinkles in their eyes. Sex in the City probably looks really, really great, with a girl that's like a 10 and a guy that's about an 8. Sex in the City sounds like it takes place on stage, both moaning in key while Marvin Gaye sings. Sex in the City candles smell like great jobs and promising careers. My candles smell like fear my roommates may hear. And socks.
The song is Sex in the City by Hobo Johnson. What's working for people? What do you hear back from not only audiences, but journalists, people in the music scene?
I think they always just say that it's, like, honest. I think it always goes back to, like, unique. They say that it's, like, unique usually, and then it's, like, truthful or honest, or it's just me. It's really just me. They say that's just me talking about who I am and about other things, but mostly about just how I feel.
So how did all the challenges and the meanderings of your life help give you stories? Because that's what it's all about, right?
Yeah.
Is the story and telling it honestly.
Right. Yeah, they just gave me more. I think at the base of everything, they just gave me more thoughts. All these weird, crazy things would happen to me. And I'm an overthinker by nature. I overthink about everything. Sometimes it's a little too much. But it just gave me more thoughts. It just gave me more, like, me time, I guess, to get deeper into myself.
It sounds like in high school, the drinking was because you didn't have a plan or a strategy or any grounding.
Yeah.
Where are you now at the ripe old age of 22?
Yeah.
With a foundation and grounding, what's working for you even as you've become so much more popular?
I think mostly it's probably like the fear of it all going away, even though it's not much. I mean, in the grand scheme, like, but just the fear of this uphill thing we're doing right now that's just gaining traction, it all just bottoming out, you know.
Is that because you remember how it was before and it was really hard?
It's sad, dude. It's sad when you release a song and no one likes it. And on SoundCloud, it gets like 20 plays in like a few days. It's sad. So yeah, I'm afraid of it going back to that. I'm afraid of all these things I dream about now and hope can happen, never do. I think that's kind of like what keeps me going, that fear.
You're not saying I'm afraid of not having money. You're not saying I'm afraid of not having food or friends. It's really for you about whether people love your work.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it I don't know if it should be about that. More about the music. I just want to live a life where I get to see the world and be with my friends and play music that we wrote to people and every night, be excited and love what my life. I just want to, like, really, really love my life. And I do now, but soon enough, you know, it's going to get better.
Soon enough? Is something coming?
We're releasing an album, like, pretty soon. Once I, like, get these videos done and the cover art and, like, a couple other things. So right now I'm just all day videos. And music I can make myself, but videos, like, you need groups of people, you need a team to do stuff. And it's hard not trusting, but counting on all these people. But yeah, soon enough, once we get all that stuff done, my soul will be clear.
That's Frank Lopes, better known as Hobo Johnson. He now has more than 1 million monthly listeners and 75 million streams on Spotify. On September 13th, 2019, he will release his third album, The Fall of Hobo Johnson. And that's Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruyak. Insight is produced by Kate Gonzalez and Cody Drabble. Our digital team is Chris Hagen, Casey Gardner, and Emily Zentner. We had help from Helen Barrington and Antonio Munez. Our technical director is Mark Jones. Insight's executive producer is Joe Barr. We're going to leave you with one more of his tracks. This is Subaru Crosstrek.
I just bought a Subaru Crosstrek. I would have bought a Lambo, but I'm not quite there yet. Sometimes I get drunk and I forget what day it is. I wish that I was skinnier, but I love sandwiches. One time I tried to burn sage to clear the vibe, then the smoke alarm went off and my ex-girl cried. She cried for a bunch of other reasons.
I'm never going back to Four Seasons.
I wish that I was friends with Drake so I can dig through his trash and have a yard sale today. Damn, I wish my name wasn't Frank. I wish it was Blake. I learned a lot from my dad, like how to yell a lot and make a car go fast. I wish that I was in the league. I'm a number one pick with two bad knees. I just bought a Subaru Crosstrek. I just bought a Subaru Crosstrek. We're both pretty reliable. Gotten a couple accidents. I just bought a Subaru Crosstrek. I would've bought a Lambo, but I'm not quite there yet. I just bought a Subaru Crosstrek. I would've bought a Bentley, but I'm not quite there yet.
What's the point of being cool? Cut your hair and get a job like the rest of us do. Don't play guitar in the park and just sit. If I hear another G chord, I'm breaking your Nothing like a Subaru Crosstrek. Suspension is soft as a cute little baby neck. My clique orders club salads and look like they all sing ballads. I could have bought a Lambo happily, but the insurance is high and I kinda want a family. Why does dad have a Lambo? He was insecure about himself, son, let it go. Nothing like fighting another man, cause he cut me off in traffic and my morning started back. I'm glad that his kids got to see that his dad's a giant and that he got what he needs. Nothing like crying in a Subaru Crosstrek. Life is an abyss half filled with sadness. My ex-girl's grandpa invented pinball. He had a lot of time on his hands. I just bought a Subaru Crosstrek. I would've bought a Lambo, but I'm not quite there yet. I just bought a Subaru Crosstrek. I would've bought a Bentley, but I'm not quite there yet. I just bought a Subaru Crosstrek. I would've bought a Lambo, but I'm not quite there yet. I just bought a Subaru Crosstrek. I would've bought a Bentley, but I'm not quite there yet.
Hey guys! Have you heard about the all-new Subaru Crosstrek with the new suspension package? If you buy one, you'll be riding smooth in no time. It also came with a trailer hitch, but it's only four cylinders, so you probably shouldn't tow anything. My dad said that messes up the transmission.